just sum up your feelings and thoughts after that defeat here at Crystal Palace.
Well, I think you've seen it. You know, he gives a penalty. Everybody in the whole crowd knows it's not a penalty. And all he's done, he's then whipped up everybody. Because they're gone. And he whips up the whole crowd. We can't touch the ball then. We can't touch it. We can't make a tackle after that. So, no, not acceptable. Not acceptable from their part whatsoever.
It's a 6-2-3s kind of scenario, isn't it? Because he consulted the linesman to get the penalty swiped off, but yeah, it had but a bearing on the game.
Yeah, because they're on the back foot. We're the ones pressing. And he took that away from us. And then, listen, how long did it take to sort out? 5 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
And he puts 5 minutes up. And this is where they got it all wrong. And the FA, what are the FA going to do to me now because I have a go with him? What they should do is have a go at him because and his linesman because that's not acceptable at any level. And certainly at this one because it's big things that are at stake.
Would you be seeking some kind of recourse or assessment or something from this?
What, from the assessor? Because all they'll do is they'll just say it's, you know, he got it wrong and then he got it right. But it's not that. He'd whip the crowd up. And every time we've touched it, they're all baying for blood. We couldn't make a tackle. Couldn't make a tackle. And then we're on the back foot rather than being on the front foot. So he's turned the game. And if you're going to do something, and I've watched it, the lad's gone down like... It must have been 5 seconds after the tackle. Not, you know, we're trying to stamp out a lot of the things wrong in the game. If we don't sort the referees out and the linesmen, we'll never stamp it out because he couldn't officiate today. He couldn't do this. It's too big a game for him. And the linesman in the first half, he's got a face on because we're having a go at him before we've even gone out. So, you know, it's not right. And I'm just frustrated because we've given two goals away that we shouldn't have given away.
If I was to say that wasn't the only incident that looked as though it was engineered throughout the game today, would that be fair assessment? There was a bit of diving going on throughout.
Listen, I'm not about the diving. I'm not about the referee's performance. There's a ball gone into the box. They're both lads challenged for it. They both clattered each other and he gives a free kick to them. We haven't got a man within in distance 5 yards of them. That's what's wrong with them. They're not good enough. He's not good enough. And he needs to, wherever they send them, he needs to go on a course because if he's refereeing in the league again, then the next manager's going to have exactly the same because he's not good enough, as simple as that.
What should be done then? Because obviously scenarios like this materialise almost every weekend and managers say what they want to say.
I don't know what they do because he's going to watch the video and he's going to be told, hopefully, that he's got it wrong. But that don't make our cause any better because he's going to go into the next game thinking, OK, well... didn't do anything wrong, but I don't know. But they have as many assessors here assessing everybody that they miss the important ones and they don't get the big decisions right. And he got it big time wrong today. And you know, he put us on the back foot because the crowd are baying for blood. Just as much as it was at our place, and it'd be exactly the same. Doesn't mean it's right, but no, I'm sorry. That's not acceptable for officials today. We dropped the ball into Chris O'Grady on the 18-yard box. The lad's behind him, he gives offside. That ball goes out of play here. They like kicks it out, he gives it to them. Then the referee needs to have a look himself. But I'm just angry at the moment. And, you know, I'm allowed 30 minutes to cool down before I go and see him. I won't cool down for 30 hours because I think it's a disgrace what them two have done today.
So you're definitely going to have a word then and see what he says?
There's no point. They don't do anything about it. I'm telling you. There's no point me making any remarks or whatever on a piece of paper because I'm telling you now they do nothing about it. Nothing. I've put in 4 match reports. 4 match reports. I've had no comeback on them whatsoever.
I take it 3 of those were a while ago then and you've just given
no,
up.
I'll give 4. Oh, 4 this season. And I've marked them down low. And I'm waiting for Mike Reid or whoever it is to phone me up and ask why. That's why what you saw today.